Former prosecutor Louise Arbour is now the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights. She remembers the day she heard Slobodan Milosevic was dead.
It was probably the biggest professional disappointment to think that because so much hope on the part of the victims was resting on this trial coming to a conclusion with the truth being told. So it's not so much a question of his punishment. The reality is he spent the last few years of his life in prison being called to account. But I think it's the sense of non-closure, particularly for the victims, that was very sad. Now, they, of course, all the evidence collected in the long run will serve historians, will serve the purpose of preventing any revisionism, rewriting history. So it's not wasted by any measure.
Louise Arbour made history as the first person to indict a sitting head of state for war crimes. The first charges concerned fighting in Kosovo, but later included genocide allegations in Bosnia. Bringing the first charges during NATO's bombing campaign to end the Milosevic crackdown on ethnic Albanians in Kosovo was a gamble. Ms. Arbour says at the time she was worried her indictment could derail any potential peace process.
For me, the trick was, what is my mandate? And my mandate is to make sure that this man stands trial in The Hague. And I was very concerned that if we didn't move before any peace deal, that they could be, I didn't think they could be a legal amnesty that would stick, that would be binding, but I thought they could be a de facto amnesty, as in he would step down, he would go to a friendly country, and things would then become very difficult in reality, not in law. So that was the driving consideration then.
By the time Slobodan Milosevic's trial started in 2002, Ms. Arbour was back in her native Canada, a justice on her country's Supreme Court. It was left to her successor, Carla Del Ponte, to try the former Serb president. By this time, there were 66 charges to prove, and Ms. Del Ponte wanted to try all of them at one time, from ethnic cleansing in Croatia to deportation in Kosovo to genocide in Bosnia. But Mr. Milosevic, who insisted on defending himself, died before his four-year, $200 million case could conclude. This meant judges never got the chance to rule on all the evidence prosecutors presented, including the testimony of 300 witnesses and 5,000 exhibits. Ms. Arbour says his trial is full of lessons to be learned for the future.
It's pretty clear that had the prosecutor proceeded only with Kosovo first, there's a good chance that there would have been a conclusion at least to that part. But I could see also the merits of putting the entire case together. Other mistakes, possibly in retrospect, should these tribunals permit defendants to be self-represented when you see the heavy institutional demands that that puts with amicus and other assistants. I think these are all issues from which we're going to have to learn in the future.
International humanitarian law has progressed since Ms. Arbour's days in The Hague. The International Criminal Court, the first permanent body set up to try the leaders most responsible for war crimes, is reaping the benefits of the tribunal's experiment in international law. But the consequences of the Milosevic regime live on. The fate of Kosovo province, which he tried to violently control, will be decided by the UN Security Council, as Serbia and ethnic Albanians were unable to negotiate a settlement after more than a year of talks. And Serbia is being prevented from joining the European Union until it hands over Bosnia's Serb wartime leaders, General Ratko Mladic and Radovan Karadzic. With the World Court's recent ruling that Serbia, under Slobodan Milosevic's leadership, failed to prevent genocide in Srebrenica during the Bosnian War, it is still being held to account to turn over the indicted former leaders to the tribunal. Ms. Arbour says all countries are bound by the court's decision.
The responsibility to punish someone who is indicted, I think, includes the responsibility to surrender him to the court. This is the only hope that it will, I think, have an effect on this Senkaradic's trial taking place.
With Slobodan Milosevic dead, the trial of General Mladic and Radovan Karadzic are the last chance for the architects of Bosnia's war to face justice. Lauren Comito, VOA News, The Hague.